ABC Radio Australia.
Well, one of the priorities of Papua New Guinea's new Prime Minister is to review the country's tax regime amid falling revenues. And one of the suggestions has been to cut the company tax rate to try and attract more foreign investment. But James Marape has announced that he wants to go further than that, kicking off things by announcing this week that they're going to make Manus Province the first in the country to be a corporate tax-free zone. That means companies operating there wouldn't pay tax. And Mr. Marape's quoted in local media as saying the initiative would encourage people to open up for business there, paving the way for better economic development in regions outside of the capital, Port Moresby. Well, meanwhile, he has handed his treasurer, Sam Basil, a very ambitious terms of reference for reform that include reviewing tax arrangements also for major resource projects and also calls for a dramatic scaling up of tax collections. But while the Prime Minister is setting an ambitious timeframe, experts say repairing the country's tax system is going to take a long time, as Bill Bainbridge reports.
Papua New Guinea's Tax Review Committee concluded its comprehensive review of the tax system back in 2015. That review was chaired by Sunagora Bogan, who says it's still the blueprint for fixing PNG's ailing tax system.
What suggests that instead of them going back and trying to reinvent the wheel, they've got the baseline report already in 2015.
But since then, tax revenue has continued to decline. Revenue as a percentage of GDP dropped from 20% in 2011 to just 13% in 2016, with revenue from mining, oil and gas taxes collapsing over the same period. Resource taxes made up 40% of tax revenue in 2007. In 2011, that was 24%, and by 2016, it was a mere 1.1%, according to the PNG Institute of National Affairs. Economist with the Consultative Implementation and Monitoring Council, Busa Jeremiah Winogo, says the government's review of agreements with the extractive sector is a positive start.
The commodity prices not really picked up in the last couple of years or so, and so, you know, the revenue that's coming in from the exports, they're not that up to the standard that the government would expect. The income flowing in from the LNG is a classic example where not just the government that is still waiting to get a fair share from the LNG exports, but even the landowners are up in arms about the fact that they're not getting their royalties.
Sunagora Bogan says the country needs to have a stocktake of all its agreements with extractive companies operating in PNG, but he says it's even more important to end the country's dependence on one source of revenue.
The fundamental issue is really about diversifying the economic base beyond the over-dependence on the resource sector, because we've seen that over the years the vagaries of pricing has affected the inflow of revenue. So it's a trend that if it continues and if we don't leverage the gains from the resource sector to rebuild the economy and diversify it to agriculture and manufacturing, then we will be stuck with no alternative if the resources are depleted.
To that end, he says the government should look at simplifying lodgement for small and medium enterprises by introducing a presumptive tax that operates by taxing estimated revenue. He also argues the government should aim for a 20% company tax to attract foreign investment.
We pitch it in a way that we have to drop the corporate tax rate, but over time, because when you take a big chunk out, you still have a big gap on the expenditure side.
Economist Busa Jeremiah Winogo says any review of revenue should happen in the context of also reining in inefficient government spending.
You know, the public sector workforce is one of the largest at the moment. It employs about 200,000 public servants. So the government is looking at, you know, something like maybe right-sizing the public sector workforce. And, you know, that will save, I guess, a significant amount of money for the government.
But economists are alarmed by the suggestion in the terms of reference to increase revenue by 50%. Sunagora Bogan says that would be too much too soon.
It's quite a significant jump, considering that we're still in the middle of a depressed state of the economy at the moment.